You're listening to SBS News.
Relations between Australia and China have soured further amid allegations of Australia harassing Chinese journalists. It follows a diplomatic standoff which saw two Australian journalists, Bill Birtles and Michael Smith, forced to leave China over safety concerns. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian is accusing Australian authorities of raiding the homes of four Chinese journalists.
The Australian government's actions seriously interrupted the normal reporting activities of the Chinese media in Australia and brutally infringed on the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese journalists in Australia. The actions also caused serious damage to the physical and mental health of the journalists and their families. Their actions fully expose the hypocrisy of press freedom and the so-called respect of human rights advertised by some people in Australia.
Mr. Zhao reveals the raid on the Australia-based reporters was conducted in late June. He says the Australian Federal Police and spy agency ASIO confiscated computers, mobile phones, children's tablets and toys. The raids were reportedly linked to the foreign interference investigation involving New South Wales MP Shoket Moselmane. The Labor backbencher was suspended from Parliament over suspected links to the Chinese Communist Party. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who introduced anti-foreign interference laws in 2017, says China's crackdown on Australian journalists is a form of retaliation. Mr. Turnbull told the ABC the China-Australia relationship is vital, but Australia has the right to prevent other countries from meddling in its affairs.
If you're going to defend your own sovereignty, you've got to be prepared to take the consequences of it. I mean, we all want to have the closest, friendliest, warmest relationship with China. I mean, you know, you couldn't imagine modern Australia without the 1.25 million Australians of Chinese heritage.
Labor Minister Chris Bowen has expressed renewed concern over China's detainment of Australian journalist Cheng Lei. Mr. Bowen is voicing his support for the actions of Australian security officials.
I'm not privy to their reasons or their approach, but we should support our security agencies in the efforts that they undertake. And they should have bipartisan support, and they do have bipartisan support. This is obviously a very difficult situation.
Also drawing ire from Beijing, two prominent Chinese academics have had their Australian visas revoked. Professor Chen Hong says he's a friend of Mr. Moselmane. Both reject any wrongdoing. Professor Chen didn't want to be interviewed, but has criticised the decision to withdraw his visa.
Incredulously stunning and very disappointing. I absolutely refuse to accept this assessment and believe a gross mistake has been made regarding my relationship with Australia.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.